This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. U.S. agricultural negotiator Doug McCaleb recently highlighted U.S. efforts to expand foreign markets for American beef and the issue of facing unscientific trade barriers. We will hear more from McCaleb next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
U.S. agricultural negotiator Doug McCaleb told the National Cattlemen's Beef Association at the group's CattleCon 24 that doing away with non-tariff trade barriers means that face-to-face talks need to happen with some of the U.S.'s biggest trading partners.
For example, Japan has greatly expanded their access for our products, and that's a $2.3 billion market for U.S. beef.
McCaleb says that the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is another area where non-scientific trade barriers have kept out U.S. products.
There are, just over the course of the last year, about $6 billion that we were able to save by getting countries to remove those regulatory hurdles, and that makes a big difference for beef exporters and helps keep the trade moving.
The United States was forced to seek a second trade dispute settlement panel over Canada's dairy import quotas after accusing Ottawa of failing to comply with an initial ruling in the U.S.'s favor. McCaleb says there are other international markets, however, that are prime targets for expansion.
Southeast Asia is certainly a major player, the growing population, the growing middle class. That's a place where we need to diversify and spend a lot of time developing those markets.
On a recent trip to Africa, McCaleb says over 30 countries expressed interest in buying U.S. agricultural products. Next up for McCaleb, addressing State Department of Agriculture leaders at their association's annual Winter Policy Conference. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. Also, while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.